We are now joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Toco Warranty Ford. We'll open the floor to questions. If you have a question, please raise a hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Start in the back.
Yeah, Clint, Tim is playing Pit Stop Radio over here. Back over here.
Hey.
Hey, Clint. With this new taper spacer and this bigger spoiler that we have here, do you think it's going to be better to be out front leading in the final lap here, or do you think you need to be second, third, or what?
Let me tell you, it's always better to be out front. Doesn't matter where you're, Talladega or Texas or anywhere in between. Out front's where everybody wants to be. Out front's the hardest place to get to, and out front's the hardest place to stay. So many things can happen on the last lap at one of these plate tracks like this. You have to be, you know, the first guy. Yes, we've seen the videos of, you know, myself even, where I passed, you know, Jeff Burton coming to the line. My teammate Kevin Harvick, you know, made a pass coming to the line. Those scenarios can happen. And as long as the caution doesn't come out before then, can happen. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's so many different scenarios that could take that win from you. If you were in second place thinking you're in a catbird seat, just chomping at the bit to slingshot by him coming off of four or on the front straightaway, and because of a caution or something like that, you never get that opportunity. So out front's always a place to be. Doesn't matter where you're at.
Jacob Zillman, Speed Sport Magazine. It's funny that you referenced the pass of Burton, because that was kind of where I was going with my question. I don't know if you can ever truly enjoy this place because of how unpredictable it is. But
well, hell yes, you can.
Okay, when you win, I know it's enjoy. During the
race, if you woke up every day of your life and knew what the future held, that'd be a pretty boring life. That's what's cool about Talladega. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people wake up in the morning wishing the night before didn't happen at Talladega. You know, nonetheless, you know, I hope my hangover's Monday morning celebrating a Sunday victory.
Do you enjoy this style of racing, though, with it being kind of more mental in the draft the last couple of years?
I think you have to. I think, you know, every track, every scenario, every place we go, short tracks, medium, you know, mile and a half, intermediate tracks, these plate tracks, they're all, you know, have their own challenges in their own sort of way. And certainly the team aspect, I think, is played out probably more than any on these plate tracks like Talladega. You know, you're working so hard, you know, with your spotter and trying to visualize this scenario that you need to be in with the right cars and the right place for that magical moment, that magical push. And then all of a sudden, hey, is Zach Push going to be there? Is he going to try to get around me? Is he going to try to side draft off of me? Is he going to stay with me? You know, and I think that's where the strategy comes down to it, is making sure that you do a good enough job and put yourself in a scenario where that car behind you has no choice but to benefit from pushing you, you know, and that's the key you know, to having success here. And you know, hey, good old-fashioned luck goes a long ways here. Sometimes, you know, when the big one happens or something chaotic happens throughout the race, these stages is really compiled some racing within this race. It's not just all about that end. You know, as these stages come to an end, you know, those first and second stages, you really see the intensity pick up, kind of gives you a glimpse of what you're going to see at the end. And some carnage can happen at those. So you got to be careful and cautious enough and lucky enough to get it through there to get your points. But again, just answering his question, where's the place to be at Talladega? No different than anywhere. It's out front. If you're ahead of all that, doesn't matter what happens in the mirror.
Go to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Clint, you come in here kind of on a roll with your finishes lately, and I know you and Kevin had said to start the year that you guys were just kind of survive the West Coast, build, get better. Do you feel like SHR is now going in that right direction? It can start putting the cars on the track to compete with Penske and Gibbs?
Well, you know, I think the West Coast thing, the start of our season is just one or the other. Everybody, you know, works hard in the off season, puts in the due diligence, you know, and works hard to make sure that we hit, you know, the ground running, and sometimes that doesn't work. You know, last year with the Stewart Haas cars, We did. We rolled through the West Coast swing, came out a handful of confidence, didn't really need to work on much. We had a lot of strengths, had a few weaknesses that we needed to polish up, but we really were strong early and got that points base established early and rode that wave on through the summer months. This year we missed, man. We weren't exactly where we wanted to be, where we thought we would be, where the plan was through the West Coast swing. But once you get back with a group like we have, a group of racers, you know, in the trenches at Stuart Haas Racing, you knew it wouldn't take long to get to the punch and get our cars right. And you know, meeting after meeting after meeting, talk after talk, and you know, the people. It all comes back to the people working tirelessly to get our cars turned around. And I think the results, you know, the last month really proved it. You know, knocked on the door pretty hard myself, and Kevin's been running well. Eric's been running well. Our cars are good. You know, it's exciting times right now. It's, you know, that first group of tracks is behind us, and learned what we needed to learn and put it to good use.
Thanks to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Not looking at this week, but looking ahead.
We need to look at this week. This week hasn't happened yet, Bob.
Well, I'm curious, and it's also looking back.
We're looking back.
A little bit of everything.
Well, damn, Bob, which one is it?
Well, it's a little bit of everything, which should be good for you.
All right, we're going everywhere.
With this 500, at the 550 horsepower races, there was some speculation at the start of the year that there'd be more wrecks, that.
What do you want me to do, Bob?
I'm curious.
Can we wreck them all?
No, I'm just curious why there hasn't been. What about this package?
I can't help it but be a smart ass. It's what you're good at. And I'm only good at a few things. I got to stick with it. The answer is this. I don't think you can plan or you can ever look at a – I thought that the 550 package would create exactly what it did on the restarts and things like that. I thought the intensity would be very, very strong on the restarts. On a mile and a half in particular, we all thought that, you know, we would be bunched up. And anytime you bunch cars up, just like we see at Daytona and Talladega, that 9 times out of 10, that leads to some sort of carnage on the racetrack. I think the downforce aspect of the package that we're running with our cars this year is a big part of that. I think the tire is probably even a bigger part of that. The cars drive really well, and I think the points proven when you put them 4 or 5 wide on restarts at a mile and a half track, wide open, and still don't crash, they're pretty stable underneath of you. So, you know, yes, I am a little bit surprised at how well some of the tracks, some of these restarts, and some of the crazy, chaotic scenarios that we've seen, because they've been there. You know, hasn't resulted in some wrecks, because I guarantee I've looked at a few of them ahead of me out there on the West Coast when I wasn't running very well and saw some things in front of me where I thought, well, this is going to hurt, and it never did. But I think a big part of that is how stable the cars are, and you know, the tires are very predictable.
Any additional questions for Clint? Come up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just more stable, and they drive good, you know what I mean?
Clint, with this is Rich Colbert from the Motor Race Network, with Mother's Day coming up here pretty soon. Talk about your mom and the influence she's had on your career.
You know, I think moms, when I think of my mom, I think of Ponca City, Oklahoma. I don't know if any of you have been in Oklahoma, but the dirt's red, where all three of us brothers were racing motorcycles and racing 2 or 3 classes. We were down there for a week. And now that I'm older and have kids, it's hell for a parent. I couldn't imagine going through and having 3 kids racing all these different classes and having to keep track of that and when to be up there. It rained and it was muddy. And I remember my mom had this – she was like the coolest girl in the pits, because my dad found her a like this miniature washing machine, and she was washing all the red dirt out of those clothes and trying to keep everything clean. And you had white boots and was keeping those clean. I'll always remember that growing up, how hard they worked to get us, you know, not only to the racetrack, but once you're there, oh my gosh, it's a lot of work. And they were doing that all themselves. And that wasn't Kansas, by the way. We grew up in Kansas. We were raised in Oklahoma, Texas, all over the place. And you know, I mean, she's, my parents owned a business together and ran that together and raised, you know, three boys. So we always raced. We always traveled up and down the road in a motorhome. Everybody always asks, you know, how do you get used to living in a motorhome? It's like, hell, it's the only thing I've ever lived in. You know, a nice house is something, but there ain't nothing sleeps better than a 40-foot Winnebago.
Additional questions for Clint?
Might not be a Winnebago anymore, but you get the gist. Thanks, guys. Let's go put on a show, huh? Have some fun. Jeez.
All right.
We are
Thanks,
here to have
Clint.
Fun, right? Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Clint. Good luck this weekend.